Lesson 24, Unit 6, 第六单元第24课。这是本单元复习的最后一课。Now, let's read the article of this lesson. 我们现在读这一课里面的一个阅读。Below is some information that you may find about sharks in the library. 注意这个句子是一个倒装。它的含义呢就是说这是你们可能能够从图书馆里面找到有关鲨鱼的一些信息。那这个呢是倒装的。Below is some information that you may find about sharks in the library. Information, 信息是一个不可数名词。So here we use below is some information that you may find about sharks in the library. Sharks have been around for a very long time. It seems they have been on Earth for thousands of years and have changed very little. 鲨鱼存在于世界上已经有非常长的时间了。So here, around refers to around the world. Sharks have been around for a very long time. 鲨鱼存在于世界各地啊，有非常久的历史了。It seems they have been on Earth for thousands of years. Thousands of 是成千上万的意思。似乎他们存在这个世界上已经有成千上万年的历史了，有好几千年的历史了。So we see for a very long time.That is for thousands of years. 他们在世界上已经存在有好几千年的历史了。And they have changed very little. Little 是不多的意思。A little 是有一点点的意思。So here, have changed very little. 也就是几乎他们并没有什么变化。那么几千年来他并没有发生很大的变化。A shark is a fish, but has many differences from a fish. 鲨鱼它还是鱼类，但是它和鱼类还是有许多不同之处。So it has many differences from a fish. For one thing, if a sharkStop swimming, it will sink. 例如有一条，如果鲨鱼它停止游的时候，停止游泳的时候，就停止在水里面游的时候呢，它就会沉下去。And from the above, we know a shark is a fish. 从上面我们知道 ,shark, 它是一种鱼类。And it has been around for a very long time.它存在于世界上已经有非常久的时间 ,just like panda, 就像我们国家熊猫一样的。So, the panda has been on Earth for thousands of years, and it has changed very little. 但是呢几千年来这个动物呢它并没有什么进化也并没有什么变化。And also, the panda has changed very, very little. 熊猫也是。好几千年来呢它没有多大的变化。So, the shark is a fish, but it has many differences from a fish. 所以鲨鱼尽管是鱼但是它和鱼啊还是有好多不同的。其中举了一个例for one thing, if he stops swimming, it sinks. 如果它停止在水中游动的话呢它就会沉下去。所以你看我们那个潜水艇啊做的形状呢就和那个鲨鱼差不多就和鲨鱼的形状差不多。Okay, now let's go on. Not all sharks are alike. There are between 200 and 250 kinds of sharks. They come in different sizes. The largest can be as long as 15 meters. 请注意 ，not all 是一个不完全的否定啊。比如说这个地方，如果不要 not all sharks alike， 意思是所有的鲨鱼都长得一个样。So here not all sharks alike 就是不是所有的鲨鱼都是一个样的。不要译成所有的鲨鱼都不一样啊，那就是完全否定了。就是不是所有的鲨鱼都是长得一个样的。There are between 200 and 250 kinds of sharks. 那么世界上呢，一共将近有200到250种鲨鱼。So we know there are many kinds of sharks in the world. How many? Around 200. Between 200 and 250 kinds. They come in different sizes.And we can also say they are in different sizes. 就他们的大小不一样。他们有各种各样大小的啊种类。The largest can be as long as 15 meters. 那么最长的鲨鱼可以长到什么呢？长到15米。The largest can be 15 meters long. Can be 15 meters long. 最大的可能会有15米长。So here we can also say the largest can be as long as 15 meters. It eats plants from the sea, but many sharks feed on fish. Other sea animals, smaller sharks, and sometimes they eat people. 那么鲨鱼呢？通常都是吃海里面的植物。It eats plants from the sea. But many sharks feed on fish, other sea animals, smaller sharks, and sometimes they eat people. 但是有许多鲨鱼它也吃鱼、吃其他的鱼或者是其他的海洋的动物啊，蚌壳啊什么之类的。还有许多鲨鱼是吃比他们要小的鲨鱼 the smaller sharks 有时候他们也吃人 sometimes they eat people. It is said that one of the most dangerous sharks is the great white shark. It is said that 据说最危险的一种鲨鱼啊，是 the great white shark 就是大白鲨据说啊，最危险的鲨鱼有一种呢是大白鲨。They have attacked a number of people off the beaches of America, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa also have shark attacks. They have attacked a number of people off the beaches of America, Australia, New Zealand.在美国、澳大利亚、新西兰的海滩外，就是海滩旁边的水域啊，这些鲨鱼经常攻击人啊，经常攻击一些人。在那个南非那里也有鲨鱼的攻击啊 ，and South Africa also have shark attacks. In some places, there are watchtowers on the beaches.To warn people about sharks in the water. 在有些地方往往在海滩上呢有那个 watchtowers, 瞭望台观察台啊就是观察那个海上情况的瞭望台。So, in some places, there are watchtowers on the beach to warn people about sharks in the water. 那么这些瞭望台是干什么的呢以警告人们啊，关于水中鲨鱼情况的，也就是在瞭望台上的那个 watcher 那个瞭望者啊，他主要的任务就是警告人们有关在海域里面鲨鱼的情况。 So warn some people about something 也可以说 warn some people of something. So here about we can also use of O-F of. When a shark appearsA bell rings to tell the people to go out of the water. 当有鲨鱼出现的时候，那么就会响铃 a bell rings， 以告诉人们赶快从水里面出来 ，to get out of the water。So a bell rings to tell the people to get out of the water. Sharks attack about 100 people a year in America. 在美国，鲨鱼一年袭击的人都有100个，大约有100个人遭到袭击。Perhaps the shark just thinks that the person is a kind of sea animal.Or something good to eat.
或许鲨鱼仅仅是认为这个人呢、也是一种海洋动物，或者是很好吃的某样东西。从刚才这一段里面我们了解到了鲨鱼它吃的什么东西，它吃的有 plants from the sea, 海洋里面的植物and fish, 也吃鱼。Other fish, 吃其他的鱼 and sea animals, 还吃其他的一些海洋动物，还吃 smaller sharks, 还自相残杀，吃一些小的鲨鱼 and also people, 还吃人。在美国、新西兰、澳大利亚这个海滩的海边海里面经常出现那个 shark attacks, 就是鲨鱼的袭击。那么通常呢，鲨鱼在这些海滩呢就袭击那些游泳的人或者在那海边玩耍的人。据统计呢，在美国每年呢都有大约100个人遭到鲨鱼的袭击。于是在这些有鲨鱼出没的那个海边呢，往往都有一个 watch towers, 有个观察哨。When a shark appears, 当鲨鱼出现的时候呢，那么从塔顶就发出警报。A bell rings to tell people to get out of the water. 警告人们怎么样呢？赶快从水里面出来。So warn people about the sharks. 警告人们有关鲨鱼的情况。So when you go to Australia, when you go to America, so be careful of sharks, especially when you swim in the sea.
特别是你在海里面游泳的时候特别要注意那个地方是否有鲨鱼出没。Now, so much about sharks. 下面我们再看写作的练习。
Look and write. Look at the pictures below. Choose one picture and write what you know about that animal.
好，下面我们看以下的图片。
Now, this is a dolphin, and this is a tiger.And this is a deer.
那么选择一幅图片，然后写一些有关这些动物的情况。如果大家对它的那有关情况不太了解，大家可以从 Inter 网上去寻求帮助。
So if you know the animal very little, so if you know the animal very little, so you can get some information from the internet.
大家也可以从网上去。找到有关这些动物的信息也非常好找你打一个 animal 甚至就打一个 tiger 就会找到许多有关老虎的一些网址网页那么特别找到保护动物有关动物世界那么都可以找到这些动物的信息甚至还有照片 OK 好那么第六单元我们就辅导到这里